families. I noticed you have a hall through the house here. Was that ever called a shotgun house? Is that what they mean by a shotgun house?
No, it was built like that. It's just a hall to go. You go through, you know, that going through all the rooms.
A shotgun was one, just one long room, and you just went through one door to the next room. You see, that was a shotgun.
I see.
And this one was a double barrel shotgun. It had a row room over on that side. Whenever you didn't go through from one room to the other, you went down the hall.
I see. So the hall, it was designed that way, so the door opened.
It goes down to the back porch.
To get back to the animals here for a minute, when you take the calf away from the old cow, what did you say that she did? They make a lot of noise, right? The calf and the cow. How would you describe that?
Well, the old cow blows, you know. Moo!
She really unhappy.
Yeah, something like that. And when the cows came home at night, you would turn them in and let the calves up, then milk them, and let the calves strip the cow and then separate them until the next morning, you see. Then let them stay together at either night or day. But after we got, before we didn't need all the milk and we need the calves to butcher and put in the deep freeze, while we let them run together in the daytime or at night one, you see, and then we milk the next milk or whatever it might be, you see. We tried to call the calves and call the cows, and they'd be bawling around out there terrible if you didn't get a schedule, get them tended to on schedule.
Say that the calf, what kind of noise would the calf make?
Well, it made a similar noise to the cow, except it was lighter, not as coarse as that. It was just a blatant noise. I don't know whether I could mock it or not, but they'd always blate whenever a cow come up. And you had to keep them separate. Keep from getting all the milk, and the milk, the calf got too much milk, why it gave it, made it sick, gave it to scours and things like that.
When the horse came in to eat, what would you, what kind of noise would he make?
Mule made one kind of noise, and a horse another, but I couldn't mock him, don't guess.
Did you call him, what would you say?
He'd whistle for the horses, like,
I see.
And they could hear it all the ways, and they'd come if it was about feeding time. Mm-hmm. And some would come when it wasn't, but most of them soon learned it. It wasn't feeding time, they didn't come.
I see.
And whistle for horses like that, and they'd come.
And the old mules?
The mules and horses, all the same way. But most all the stock come up about sundown to be fed and looked after, regardless of whether they're in a cold or not in a cold, whether they're in a pasture or outside or where they was. They came home for feeding time. The same way about hogs or anything else. They learned to come home at night, you see, and be sheltered. Most all the folks in my day and time, both the stock had to be put under shelter at night. They didn't need to stay out in the weather. But this last few years, they say they do better out the shelter than do in it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard a man tell me that he had a bunch of beef cattle, and the little calves would be born in the snow and out in the weather. If they was in a pine thicket in the woods, them calves would do better if you put them in the barn every night. But we always thought that they had to be under shelter at night, and thought that's what they come home for, was to get a shelter out of the weather, for the bad weather was bad.
Probably came home just to eat, is that?
Yeah, they came home to eat too, you see. They come with that eating.
A horse ever make a noise you called a nicker or a clicker?
Yeah, they horses used to make a squealing noise. And that wasn't often, unless there's something wrong somewhere or another. You'd kept them separated or something like that.
Well, is that what you call a
neigh, horse neigh.
A neigh.
Nicker or neigh.
Did they ever make a sort of a snuffle noise?
Yeah, that nickel was all a quivering noise.
I see.
Oh, that's it. Oh, you know, they'd run and